With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Day two of the Republican National Convention featured speeches from some of former President Trump's top GOP primary rivals. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Months ago, they bickered with and battled against Trump, but here at the RNC, former challengers Vivek Ramaswamy and Ron DeSantis came together in a show of unity.
If you want to reignite the economy in this country, vote Trump.
Let's make the 45th president of the United States the 47th president.
And then there was Trump's biggest GOP rival, Nikki Haley.
Donald Trump has my strong endorsement, period.
Trump was here in the convention hall to hear Haley's full endorsement. Greg Clugston, Milwaukee.
Reports say the Secret Service received intelligence that the Iranian government was plotting to kill former President Trump. The intel came weeks before the attempted assassination of former President Trump on Saturday. The development raises more questions over the Secret Service's failure to prevent the shooting targeting the former president. Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden wants to change how the Supreme Court operates. The Washington Post reports he'll back legislation to establish term limits for justices, also considering a constitutional amendment to eliminate immunity for presidents. The Post reports Biden laid out his intentions in a call with the Congressional Progressive Caucus. In other news, Democratic Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey has been convicted on all counts in his bribery trial.
Obviously, I'm deeply, deeply disappointed by the jury's decision. I have every faith that the law and the facts did not sustain that decision and that we will be successful upon appeal.
Prosecutors say the Democrat abused his power to protect allies from criminal investigation and enrich associates, including his wife. This is SRN News. An atheist group takes on a Missouri politician.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation is outraged over State Senator Rick Bratton's decision to hold a worship service inside his private office at the Capitol in Jefferson City. The prominent atheist organization claims that Bratton has violated the so-called separation of church and state and is offending atheists who might live in his district. Bratton says, quote, "In my office, we keep God first, which allows us to put people first." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge has cleared the way for the demolition of the small Texas church where a gunman killed more than two dozen worshipers in 2017. The attack in Sutherland Springs killed 26 people, including a pregnant woman and her unborn baby, and remains the deadliest church shooting in U.S. history. The judge denied a request to extend a temporary restraining order granted recently to stop the First Baptist Church of Sutherland Springs from demolishing the building. A new church was completed for the congregation in 2019. This is SRN News. Elon Musk says so long to California.
The billionaire says he's moving the headquarters of SpaceX and social media company X to Texas from California. Musk posted on X Tuesday that he plans on moving SpaceX from Hawthorne, California to Starbase, Texas. X will move to Austin from San Francisco. He called a new law signed Monday by California Governor Gavin Newsom that bars school districts from requiring staff to notify parents of their child's gender identification change the final straw. Keith Peters reporting.
A new inexpensive malaria vaccine is expected to be making its way around Africa. The $4-a-dose vaccine that was developed at the University of Oxford and the Serum Institute of India is now being administered in Ivory Coast and is heading to South Sudan. Malaria killed hundreds of thousands in Africa in 2022. More details at srnnews.com.